Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. We've got a great couple hours here with Lainey Dolphin as we talk about dreams. She founded the Dream Interpretation Center back in 1997 and has been teaching dream analysis to counseling students at Concordia University in Montreal since 2005. Her interest in dreams stems from her early experience in Freudian analysis, where dream work was the primary tool. She later studied at the Gestalt Counseling and Training Center in Montreal, the Elderian Principles of Dream Analysis at the Alfred Elder Institute, and has been a member of the International Association for the Study of Dreams since 1997. Dolphin's goal is to introduce you to the value of understanding your dreams with a view towards long-term change. And as I mentioned, she's got a couple books out, Have a Great Dream, Book 1 and Book 2. Lainey, welcome back. How have you been?
I've been good. George Norrie, happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
How are things in Canada?
Cold. I didn't want to say that, but that's what's happening.
Has it started to snow yet?
Yes, it has started to snow a little bit, and it's got that certain bite, that familiar bite in the air that says, go to Florida.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a little white Christmas, though, right, Lainey?
That's true. You can't argue about that.
How did you get involved in dream interpretation?
I had a crisis when I was 21, which is exactly 50 years ago, because I'm 71 now.
Good for you.
And during that crisis, I went into Freudian psychoanalysis with a brilliant New York psychoanalyst. And in my early 20s, I wasn't so well able to articulate my feelings, but I'm a dreamer. I've always had dreams that I remember, and I used to go to the sessions with the shrink, always arriving with a dream. And so it was that I experienced Freud before I studied him. And he was brilliant when it came to dream analysis, no question about that. So that started me on the road. And as you mentioned earlier, I went on to study Gestalt, Adler, Jung, and I'm a member of that very eclectic organization called the International Association for the Study of Dreams. And so there's people that are looking at dreams from many different angles, and there are many different angles going on in our dreams. But just to set the stage properly, I am much more an expert in the language of metaphor than I am a dream analyst, because the unconscious is speaking that language, the language of metaphor, and every single dream is an interior conversation. It's a problem-solving conversation that takes place every night between your conscious and your unconscious mind. And the amazing news is that whatever it is that's bugging you, the solution appears in the dream before you get it consciously. So if only you could understand what the heck you were trying to say to yourself when you had that crazy dream, you would be able to propel your problem solving. And that's the reason why I developed my method. And that is basically what I've been doing for the last 50 years, is teaching my method.
Now, when you say your method, what does that mean?
There are six basic points of entry that I use when I hear a person's dream. And I want to just say, there's not one of the points of entry that's better than another. You want to listen to the dream and choose something that you are attracted to out of the following six points of entry. The feelings, like how did you feel in the dream? And then you want to do that dance where you come outside the dream and see what is happening in your waking life that's making you feel in a similar way to the way you felt in the dream. And the next one is the action. How is the dreamer moving in the dream? Is the dreamer observing, or are they participating in the action? And if they are, what are they doing? And does it fit? Does the action fit what's going on in the dream? The third one is the symbols. Symbols are people, places, and things. And the reason why you can never look up a symbol in one of those silly dream dictionaries is because you need to speak to the dreamer. Because from the moment we are born, every single memory and association that you've ever had since you're born is recorded there in your incredibly sophisticated unconscious mind. I call it a filing cabinet. When I'm speaking to younger people, I call it a database. But all your memories and associations that truly only belong to you, because they're like your fingerprint. And the database opens up when you want to say something to yourself, and you choose from this, incredible source of memories and associations when you want to say something to yourself. And then there is the repetition, because we not only repeat ourselves in a dream that happens over a period of years, but we actually are also repeating ourselves inside the same dream. We'll say the same thing to ourselves several times. So, because your unconscious wants you to get it. So if you don't get it on the first go around, don't worry, because there'll be a repeat in some other way in the same dream. And there's two more left. They are the puns and play on words, which we use constantly in our dreams, the same as we do in our waking life. And finally, the plot, which is the same thing that we learned in school. What is the story behind the story? So, for example, I'll go right into the plot.
Okay.
I know a woman who was dreaming about a spider, and her daughter killed the spider. And she was so thankful that she didn't have to worry about it, except a few minutes later, she looked and saw, actually, that spider wasn't dead. And so, again, she tried to kill the spider, but there was no success. Every time it looked like it was dead, it come alive again. And that dream was reflecting a situation that she had with her husband that she thought was dead and gone. She thought the issue was over. They discussed it. She was satisfied with the conclusion, but a couple of weeks later, that thing resurfaced again, because actually her husband wasn't finished with the argument. And so the dream encouraged her to bring the subject up with her husband, because that was the plot. It was something that she thought was dead and gone that was actually still alive and kicking.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Lainey, you mentioned that the dreams come between subconscious and the conscious mind, but does that come within the brain or outside of the brain?
Oh, it's inside the brain, but I am not a technician. I'm a dream analyst, and that is what I do. I teach people how to uncover what's the situation that you were discussing with yourself when you had that dream. And the way that I find that out, because this is the opposite of a psychic experience where you tell me the dream and I tell you what it means. What I do doesn't work like that, because it's a psychological approach. You tell me a dream and I use those 6 points of entry to formulate questions to ask you, and you tell me what's the subject you were discussing with yourself. And by the way, the reason why it's fairly easy for a dreamer to name the subject that's bugging them is because every dream at the first level, without going deep, at the first level, every dream is triggered by something that either happened to you yesterday or something that you thought about yesterday, and it's typically something that's bugging you. And so that's all we're looking for. Once you tell me what's the subject that you were talking to yourself about, then it becomes easier, because then you look back in the dream and I have 8 different ways that I can teach you what a solution looks like when it comes in the form of a metaphor.
Now, these 6 points of entry, Lainey, that you just went through, are they necessary for every dream or just one or two?
They just seem to be apparent in every single dream that I've heard, anyway, over the last 50 years. There's something that always fits. Like, for example, here's a woman who saw a young child, 6 years old, who has a loose tooth, and she wants to help him out, so she reaches forward and pulls out one tooth, except right behind it, all the other teeth come out.
Oh, God.
And she feels just horrible, because here she was trying to do something small to help, and this, you know, this like horrible thing happened. And that dream, and I want you to listen to the reflections, because for me, it shocks me and pleases me just as much today as it did 50 years ago. This, the reflection, the situation this dream was reflecting was the fact that the dreamer's mother was very sick. And she was in the hospital. There were no visitors allowed except for her. And so when she would get home at night, totally exhausted, all her mom's friends were calling her. And really, to be honest, all she wanted to do was give a little bit of information. So there you have the teeth. She wanted to, like, give out one tooth worth of information, but then each friend would say, oh, but what about this, and what about this? And before you knew it, she was finding herself on the phone for like 20 minutes, 25 minutes with each friend after returning home from the hospital every night. And it was just becoming too much for her. And the dream about her pulling out one tooth to be nice and it turning out to be all is what I call a how-to dream. How to know when you've said enough and that you have to go relax. You know, that's the lesson for the dreamer, is to try and stay more in touch with when she's had enough, to be able to say, I'm so sorry, but I'm just plain exhausted, so I'm just going to give you a little information about my mom, and we'll speak again tomorrow. You see what I mean?
Yeah, why don't we remember our dreams all the time, Lainey?
Well, there's a memory trace that is not working at the same capacity in your brain when you're sleeping as when you're awake. And so there's a physiological reason why you don't remember. And another reason, and more like the most important or relevant reason, is that if our dream doesn't make sense to us, we have a tendency to push it aside. And so the memory is not going to stay there that long. You would want to be interested, because it's all about intention. That's the biggest factor of remembering versus not remembering, is your intention. If you decide, especially after this discussion tonight, if you decide that you want to remember a dream and you leave paper and pen beside the bed, you're going to get something.
Right.
And it might take a day or two, and you don't need a big long story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. I analyze one picture dreams all the time in my column at Oprah, called Dreamcatcher, or my column at Psychology Today called Understanding Dreams. In these magazine articles, I love using a one-picture dream, because it's really shocking how much information, as you saw with the spider dream, that's like a one-picture dream, and that dreamer was able to get enough information to go and reapproach her husband to bring the subject up again.
We have lucid dreams, precognitive dreams, special dreams. What determines those?
Well, a lucid dream is when you become
aware.
You become conscious inside the dream, and you realize that you are dreaming. And so you are also problem solving in a lucid dream. And I am like Stephen LaBerge, who's like the master of lucid dreaming. Even Stephen LaBerge says that the goal is the problem solving aspect of dreams. And he, like me, also, I agree that that woman who understood the spider dream, or the woman who understood the dream where she's pulling a tooth out and all the teeth come out, once you know what your dream is about and you understand the problem, you are lucid. So you can be lucid in the day and know what's going on in your life. Like, how about a feelings point of entry? And this dream, I call this dream, it's another how-to dream, how to be alone. And this woman who's getting on in her years, and how can I even say that, being 71? But the point is, she was spending a lot of time with friends. And so busyness, she was busy, but really inside she would rather be painting. She wants to paint, she wants to read, she wants to exercise, she wants to be doing things that have to do with being alone. So what does she dream? She dreams that she's in New York City, the busiest place that she could think of, and so that's an expression of herself being so busy, but her car gets lost. And so first she can't find her car at the beginning of the dream, and then she gets lost. So she's not only lost her car, but she gets lost. And her getting lost was actually turned out to be the solution in the dream, because when you're lost, you're alone. And
no,
she wanted
so
to
true.
Be alone. So she was giving herself what I call a rehearsal. By getting lost in the dream, the dreamer gives herself the experience of being alone. And I'm very big on expressions, and I love the expression, take that feeling and run with it. And I use it also when somebody tells me a horny dream. You want to take the feeling and run with it, because your unconscious is calling you to whatever it is. In this case, she wanted to be alone, so her clever unconscious got her lost in the dream.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.